of January, and Ruth just got married this year, that was in October. So you can see two blessings in the same year. So 2018 has been a really a blessed year for my family. We thank you for your prayers for us as well. We are going to enter the Word of God. So first of all, let us pray again. Father, we thank you. We thank you very much for your protection, your love, your care, everything that you've showed us in this year 2018. We are now almost at the end of the year. In December the 30th, one more day to close the year and enter the new one, 2019. We believe in you to help us finish this year strongly, joyfully, happily, and entering the new year with you, Lord. We thank you for this, and we give you praise. Father, bless this word now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want us to read in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. We're still in the time of Christmas, so we are studying, reading, meditating, and thinking about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 20 to 24, and that is in page 1176. Matthew chapter 1, from verse, we could start from verse 18, but let us start from verse 20 to 24. Ready? Read. Matthew chapter 1, from verse 20 to 24. The Bible says here, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Let us finish this paragraph. "When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name who? The name who?
Jesus.
We're going to run again to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12. Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 12. And that is page 1316. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And this is what the Bible says. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "Salvation is found in no other else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved." Amen. So my topic today morning is, who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Who is Eva to Sami? Eva is my wife. That's the first question, first answer, just simple. Who is Eva for Sami? She is my wife. Who is Vicky to Sami? Vicky Diaz is my pastor. He is my friend. Who is Trudeau to you? Prime Minister. And so, we can ask you questions about people you know. who is this one to you, who's that one to you, who's this one to you, and you have the answer. So who is Jesus to you? That's the question that we have today. Who is Jesus to me? Who's Jesus to us? For where we read in Matthew, the Bible clearly says that when Mary was visited by the angel and gave her the message about the birth of Jesus, Joseph was concerned, very frustrated, and he was about to decide to divorce, to break up with Mary. But what happened? The angel came through dreams to emphasize, to seal, to clearly explain to Joseph that no, this is not from man, this is from God. That you are not supposed to worry about this. The child who's to be born is from God, and you shall call him Jesus. Why? Because he's the one who is going to save his people from their sins. I was trying to think about this birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, Jesus being part of the Trinity, Jesus being God, I 100% believe God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they agree for the birth of Jesus. So he also was among the Trinity planning his birth. That's amazing. He didn't born that he didn't know, but he was among that committee of who is going for us to serve the world, to save the world. So Jesus was born, and the name that was given to him was exactly the name that was prophesied by the prophet that he will be called Jesus, who's the Savior of the world. Now, if we ask people today all over the world by the street, we meet up people and ask them, who is Jesus to you? Friend, we're going to get a lot of answers. Other will call him a good friend, a good dude, a good teacher, a prophet. Too many good qualities and attributes will be given to him, which is okay. But the question is, who is Jesus exactly? To you, to us, to me. The Bible clearly says here that he is the Savior. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus. That name, Jesus. It's a name which is translated to many languages. In my language, in Swahili, they call him Yesu. Can you try that? There you go. You speak Swahili better than me. Say Yesu. In Spanish, they call him Jesus. In French, they call him Jésus. So you can call him any how you want, but Jesus is the Savior. Hallelujah. He is the Savior. Why did the world need Jesus? Why did the world need Jesus? The Bible says, for he is going to save his people from their, one person is answering, from their sins. I told you, this is a black guy. When I preach, everyone is going to get evolved. Hallelujah. If you don't respond, I will know that no one is understanding, so I'll keep repeating same thing. So if you want me to flow and go ahead, just get evolved. Hallelujah. So what is the problem here? The problem is sins. Sins, that's the problem. He will save his people from their sins. That's a really big, big point here. Sins, it's a universal problem. It's a problem that everyone needs to face. It's a problem which black, white, Indian, Chinese, people from all over the world, any humankind, any individual in the world is facing the sin. And that started from Adam up to now. And the Bible says, He will save his people from their sins. Now, the question is, what is sin? If Jesus had to come to be born in order to save people from their sins, what is sin? If you read 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, for sin is the transgression of the law. The transgression of the law. That problem is still here. That problem we are still facing. You are still facing. Transgressing the law of God. Falling apart from the will of God. Going astray. Doing things that God does not like us to do. Missing the mark. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As it is written, no one is righteous. Sin is universal problem. That's why God decided to send his son Jesus to come and save. So sin is the transgression of the law. Sin is the imperfection that we face. Sin is a universal malady, sickness that has inflicted everyone. All have sinned, the Bible says. There is none righteous, the Bible says. There is no little sin, there is no big sin. The Bible says that. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. That's what the Bible says. Sin separates man with God. And it's clear in Romans that the wages of sin is what, church? Death. The wages of sin is death. And this is spiritual death. This is eternal death. So, you can see now the problem is sin. And it's a serious problem. It's a big problem. So now, because sin is one of the things that man could never solve and will never solve by himself, no matter how much we are developed, we are educated, how much we have developed in technology, we can fly in the air, we can travel to the moon, we can go everywhere using the airplane, we can go to different planets, we still, church, cannot deal properly with sin. Doesn't matter how the technology has developed, people have developed their intelligence, education. We can invent everything. We can invent computer. We have everything. Google, Facebook, you name it. We are so smart. But let me tell you the truth. When it comes about sin, that problem is hard. And only God's method was the best method to help people to reconcile with God. So the world has tried to buy a million different processes and methods of his own devising, none of which worked, none of which works. The world tried different ways to approach God. Others tried by giving, by doing good, trying to be better people, trying to make themselves good people, but that does not help. And so Jesus came to save us by redeeming us and adopting us. He came so that we can be saved. So he came to redeem us and to adopt us. First of all, to redeem us. The word redemption means to buy back. We were sold under sin by nature, and the payment had to be made in order to recover us. The payment was made, of course, to the justice of God. Listen to this. By his holy life and propitiatory death, our Lord satisfied all the claims of law and divine justice, and so was able by his one death to redeem his people from all nations, tribes, tongues, and people, and to bring us to God. Hallelujah. Adopting us, if you read in the Bible, he saved us and also he adopted us. So he made us children of God. So every believer is now adopted into the family of God. We have a right as Christian to look upon God as our heavenly Father, one who loves us with a perfect love, one who will care for us and provide for us, keep us from falling in this world, one who is preparing a glorious feast in heaven for us when we leave this world. Adoption is a legal arrangement whereby those who were in another family are admitted into a second family. They were born in one family, but by this legal arrangement, which we call adoption, they are put in another family. This other family, here is the family of God. Say amen, hallelujah. We were all born in Adam's fallen race, but Christ has both redeemed us by his blood and also placed us in his highly honored position in which we are. We are the very sons of God. The name of God is on us. That's why the Christian cannot behave like the world. That's why we are called Christian. So, who is Jesus to you? He is the Savior. He is the Savior, the Redeemer. He came to save us, to redeem us, to reconcile us with God, to bring us back where we were lost, to get us back and bring us back to the Father, to bring us back to home, to our home. So Jesus was to save us by taking the guilt of all their sins upon himself and dying in their place. As a result, now everyone can be saved. That's the good news. You will call him Jesus, which means he will save his people from their sins. So now everyone can be saved. No one of us here in the entire world is too very lost so that Jesus cannot save. No one is very messy in the sin, lost in the sin that Jesus cannot save. That's the good news. No one is too messy that Jesus cannot save. No one's sin is too much to be forgiven and too small to be ignored. Yet the problem was sin, and the Bible says his name is Jesus, which means the Savior, the one who will save his people from their sins. God sent his Son, Jesus, the Savior. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his begotten Son. For whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus is our Savior. He came to seek and save who was lost. Church, it's true that sometimes we feel really powerless, and that is nature. We feel powerless against that struggle, what we call sin. But let me tell you the good news. It's time to stop feeling powerless toward that sin, toward that addiction, toward that fear, that flesh enticing for sin. It's time to surrender your life to Jesus and let him be your Savior and Lord. It's time to say, Lord, I'm here. I want to accept you as my Savior and my Lord. He knows how to save. The Bible says for this reason, he can save us completely. He has power to save throughout the world. There are testimonies and testimonies that people who were lost in their sin, who were struggling with cocaine, addiction, drugs, you name it. Once they accepted Jesus to be their Savior and Lord, God, the Son, transformed their lives. Jesus changed their life and they are saved. I went to Africa in August with my daughter, and also one of my friends joined me there. His name is Clint Roger Shepherd. He's a Canadian from PJ, Prince George. This young man is in his 37-year-old now, and he's a doctor by profession, but he's a missionary. He's saved. When I heard the testimony of this young man, it blew my mind. I said, oh my God. Look at what Jesus can do. This man says he decided in his life not to worship God. He decided to follow every ways. He was an atheist. And he decided to follow all the spirituality, everything that he believed that's going to lead him to God. He followed it. He went astray. He went to India. He worshiped every kind of idols. And he said finally, he didn't find fulfillment. The more he was following the world, the more he was getting lost, and the more he was without peace, until the day he decided to surrender his life to Jesus. And now, if you see this man, His heart is for God. He's a God-fearing boy. You can see transformation and change in this guy. And you know, in Africa, they call white people Muzungu. So when he was preaching, people were crying. And you can really see this is a new creation that God has changed, God has saved. He's a new creation. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is still saving people. You don't have right to give up on that defeat that you had from that sin that you're struggling with, that sin that has been facing your life. You've been trying to give up, but you didn't succeed. It is time to say, yes, Lord, I try my best, I try my way, but I didn't succeed. I want to surrender my life to you. I want you, Jesus, to come and help me. You may be here, brothers and sisters. We worship together. We worship our God together. We sing together. We are here today every day, but you know deep down in your life, the Lord Jesus hasn't yet taken the possession of everything in your life. It's time to surrender and say, Lord, have your way in my life. I want to give you my life entirely. And let me tell you this. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a savior. He can still save and change people's life if you allow him to do that. His name is Jesus. His name is Yesu. His name is Jesus. His name is Jezi. If you accept him, he will change and transform your life. I was blessed to hear the testimony of Pastor Vic last Sunday. When he was 16 years old, he gave his life to Jesus, but you could hear the testimony. We follow day every Sunday the video that we listen here. I always cry when I sit there, when I see what Jesus is doing in the world, changing people's life. Brother and sister, you have no right to suffer what you are going through. You have no right to keep fighting the battle by your own. The battle belongs to God. It's time to say, Jesus, here I am. Come and help me. Come and cross in this sin. Come and help me. He will save you. He will change your life. He will transform your life. He is Lord. He is Jesus. The Bible says we have no other name under the sun in which we're going to get saved, but the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Savior. So who is Jesus to you? You worship him, you do good. You praise him, you do good. But did you give him your life? Have you once said, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior, to be my Savior, my personal Savior? Many of us, we've been lucky. We grew in the church. We grew in the family, Christian family. That's okay. That's a chance. That's a special grace. But that's not all. You know deep down how much you're suffering against that struggle, that sin, that addiction. It's time to stop fighting and say, Lord, here I am. I want you to help me. And he will help you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. I want us to read that, please. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Listen to that wonderful statement that Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. We can start from verse 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Say amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is the name which is above all names. And in his name there is salvation. It is time to stop that battle that you are fighting by yourself. Maybe we are here today, we look shiny, we are okay, but yesterday you fought, you had a big battle against your husband, your wife. In my neighborhood at night today around 4 to 5, my wife and I, we had people beating one another down, and you could just hear people beating one another as if they are not human beings. We say, "Lord God, have mercy." And the lady was crying, and the man was just beating that lady. We said, "Lord, what's going on? What is the solution? We need Jesus. Only Jesus can change you and remove that anger, that rage, that spirit of unforgiveness." You may be here, my brother. We are almost at the end of 2018, and we are going to cross to 2019. You may be here. You haven't forgiven your brother, your sister, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and you have that in your heart. And let me tell you this. You cannot forgive that person by your own. You need Jesus to come in you and say, "Yes, I want you to help me." And let me tell you, once Jesus enters your life, you will be able to forgive that brother, that sister, that one who offended you. You will be able to do that. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the Lord, is the Savior. So, who is Jesus to you? And why do you want to suffer this? Why do you want to continue to suffer this when God had already provided the answer? He already provided the way. He hadn't provided the solution. He hadn't provided the ways for you and I to be saved, to be set free, to be transformed. Praise the name of God. Jesus Christ is the Savior, the Son of God. That's why we pray in His name. That's why we are healed in His name. That's why we are saved in His name. Jesus is Lord. He's the Son of God. Have you tried Him? Have you given your life to Him? Has He changed your life? Let me tell you, nothing is impossible to God. Once you surrender totally your life to Him, you will tell me one day and say, "Yes, Jesus is the only Savior and Lord." I was preaching in Nyankunde, that is in one of the cities in Congo. I had a crusade. I was speaking the word of God there. And when I was preaching, my topic was, we are not supposed to stay slave of Satan, but to be free. Because when the Son set you free, you'll be free indeed. That was my topic. I was preaching. And the young man came, and he said, "Well, I wanna receive Jesus that you're preaching. Can I accept?" And I say, "Yeah." He told me, "Say, hey, you know what? But can I still accept Jesus and continue to smoke? I've tried to quit smoking. I couldn't. But can I still receive Him and continue to do that?" I say, "Yeah, no problem. Just if you give Him chance to enter in your life, then you can continue to do whatever you want. But just accept Him. Hallelujah. Just accept Him. Surrender your life. Let Him enter." He knelt down. He was crying and then confessed his sin and said, "I want Jesus to come into my life." He accepted Jesus. And after he accepted Jesus, and then he said, "Hey, Sammy, do you think I can continue to smoke?" I said, "Well, it's up to you. You know the answer. Did Jesus enter your life?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't think I'm going to do that again. My body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. I've quit this." I said, "Well, not by power, not by strength, the Spirit of God." Brother and sister, it's just simple. Ask yourself this question. Why is it someone who's saved, transformed, healed, is not doing what I'm doing? And why am I suffering this if really Jesus has saved me? It's just simple. Before I got saved, I used to beat my wife. Seriously. And when I got saved, He changed me. I said, "Lord, why was I suffering this? Why was I suffering this much?" Church, you are not supposed to keep suffering what you are going through. We got the Savior. We have the Lord. Jesus has come to save us. We got to be free. He came to give us freedom. Young people, you are not supposed to suffer this addiction. It's not going to go away by your strength. Just try Jesus. Give Him your life. Surrender your life. Ask Him to save you. Let me tell you, in the world, young people in your age, they are saved, they're transformed, they no longer follow what you're following. They're no longer doing what you're doing. They are free, hallelujah. They are changed.
They are filled with the Holy Spirit. They are speaking the word of God. They are reading the Bible. They are not after what you're after now. The Bible says if someone is in Christ, he become what? New creation. The old thing has passed. You may be here, my brother, my sister. You've been coming to church, but you haven't experienced yet change. Let me tell you, Jesus is the Savior. Give him your life. Give him your life. Accept him in your heart. He will change you. Let 2018, let us wrap it by the joy that we have, that we have received Jesus and entered the new year as a new creation, new person. And you will not only say Happy New Year, but you will say Happy New You. That's what Jesus wants you to be. Hallelujah. It is time for us, brothers and sisters, to accept the Savior, the gift from heaven. And that's the only best method that God gave us to reconcile the world with him. All our method, all human method, all our ways have failed. But Jesus, God, the Son, came to save us. Are you going to keep suffering this battle by yourself? You've been fighting it for a long time. It is time to give your life to Jesus. Let's bow our head as we are praying. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. God loves you, my brothers and sisters. God loves you. That's why he sent his son, Jesus, for that whoever believes in him should not perish, but hath eternal life. The Bible says salvation is now. This is the day of salvation. And God has a good plan for your life. You're alive. Others are already gone. Unfortunately, others have died without Jesus. But you are alive. God has given you one more chance, great chance, to hear the gospel. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what is ahead of you tomorrow. But there is good news. Now is time for salvation. Is there anyone now? Oh, praise be to God. Is there anyone here now who want to say, yes, I want Jesus to change me. I want Jesus to save my life. I want Jesus to help me from this struggle. I want Jesus to transform my life. I've been suffering this over and over, but I want Jesus today. Anyone is here, I want you to lift your hand. This is the sign to say publicly, Jesus, I want you in my life. Anyone is here who wants Jesus to save him, lift your hand and I will lead you to prayer. Is anyone here who wants Jesus to save his life today? Oh, yes. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. Who else is here? Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, in heaven, the Bible says the angels are happy. They are in festivity because of one soul who's coming back to Jesus. Anyone here who wants Jesus to change him or change her? Is there anyone else? Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, my sister. Anyone? Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. We all one day made things right with God. Let me tell you, there is time in life where you want to do right thing. And the right thing you do is giving your life to Jesus. That is receiving the eternal life. Anyone else here? You want Jesus to change your life? You've been struggling? Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you. Jesus loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. He came to save. I want to pray with you. Can you please rise up now? You who lift your hand, rise up wherever you are and let us pray together. Rise up, rise up. Stand up, stand up. We're going to pray together. Thank you. Don't be ashamed. Yeah, thank you, brother. Just rise up. We're going to pray with you. Whoever lifted your hand before God, you want Jesus to save you, let us pray together. Yeah, thank you, brother. Thank you. God bless 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 you. Yeah, God bless you. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray together. Father, I thank you for my brother and sister here. You know them. You know every one of us, and you love us. The Bible says one soul in heaven. One soul in heaven makes the joy of the kingdom. So I thank you for my brother here, my sister here. I thank you for everyone who maybe they heard the word, but they just were ashamed. But in their heart, they have just opened their heart and surrendered their life to Jesus. So Lord, today, as we are going to pray now together, I pray that you continue to help them. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. And I accept today that I am a sinner. And I confess my sin and ask you to forgive me. Come, O Lord Jesus, in my heart. I receive you today as my personal Savior and Lord. Thank you for writing my name in your living book. From now on, I confess that I'm saved and born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us, church, clap for Jesus. Let us clap for Jesus. Bless you, my sister. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, my sister. And whoever gave your life to Jesus, this is a wonderful thing you can do. And that's really the reason why our Lord Jesus came on this planet, to seek and save those who are lost. And we are saved because of his grace. And that is the gift from God. God bless you.